This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman.
Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute. Because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hey, speaking of, you can join The Score in Circus Sports Illinois next Friday, January 9th at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Speak on Holmes will be live there from 2 to 6 p.m. for Chicago Football Playoff Taco. That sounds good. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circus Sports Illinois. That's next Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. It is a Friday. It is January 2nd. He is Anthony Hare, and I am Judson Richards with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Cannot wait to talk to Herm Edwards coming up at 5 o'clock. There was a quote this week that reminded us a little bit of Herm Edwards' famous quote back in 2002, I believe, as the Jets head coach. So maybe we'll talk to Herm a little bit about that coming up at 5 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Good stuff with Olin there.
Right.
And could we dive a little bit deeper into defensively, if Bears fans are panicking a little bit about what they could see come playoff time, and even Sunday against the Detroit Lions, you know, the Lions are so weird. Because if you just looked at stats and rankings, you'd be like, oh, they're fine without Ben Johnson.
I feel like that's a drop, by the way. The Lions are so weird. Like, I just so think that's worthy of living on at some point.
They're so weird. I'm just, I'm glad I didn't say the Detroit Tigers. I've had the Tigers on the brain for some reason.
Okay.
You know, they've lost three in a row. They've dropped 4 of 5. They've dropped 7 of their last 11. But they are 6th in yards per game. They're 5th in passing. They're 3rd in points scored at 28.9 points per game. Listen to 5 minutes of Detroit sports talk, and they need to fire everybody, and the sky is falling. You know, so it's like it's smoke and mirrors if you dive a little bit deeper into their numbers.
Well, it's a different standard, right? Where, like, right now, we're in the age of innocence for this version of the Chicago Bears, because it's year one for Ben Johnson.
The age of innocence.
Yes.
I like
and
that.
There was hope coming into this season, but
not this much.
I would say none of us, certainly most of us, didn't predict this degree of success in Ben's first season. And now here we are, where they've locked up the division with a regular season game to go, and Caleb does look like a guy who is at least on his path to, if not already, being a franchise quarterback, Justin.
Despite the contract, first or second.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so this is an enhanced degree of success versus what we expected this year. Whereas in Detroit, they know what it's like to win divisions. They know what it's like to advance in the playoffs. But now this is a step back. And it's a different feeling. It's a different vibe. It's a different standard. It's why, I mean, Eagles fans are Eagles fans. But in Philadelphia, where, you know, like, every season should be a Super Bowl-worthy conversation, and they have that malaise just beyond the midpoint of the season, yeah, sky's falling there. In Chicago, that's going to be the case next season. Right now, yes, the expectations are enhanced right now because we know the Bears are going to host a playoff game, and we're seeing a version of the Bears that seems like they could be of championship caliber. If this, yeah, but that. But there's a world where, like, all right, maybe they can make a run for something real special here, as opposed to just, oh, can they peak at the playoffs? Wait a minute. Can they make the playoffs?
Can they get one?
Yeah, they got a shot to do something when they get there. So the standard is different for this season. The hope is more legitimate this year now than it would have been 2 months ago. But that being said, we're still on an enjoyable ride. A year from now, the ride will be less enjoyable because it won't be this surprise.
Don't say that. I'd like.
That's just the world we live in, man. You know how this rolls.
I'd like to think that that world may be a little bit more enjoyable because they'll have another off season to address this defense, and you know it was a very offensive heavy draft.
Yeah, sure. But then like, you know,
although
Drew
we
Dahlman,
never talk about Shamar Turner,
Drew Dahlman might miss a month because he's banged up, injuries may mount, or just this good division may be healthier in Green Bay and in Detroit, and J.J. McCarthy may develop. So the Bears could be a better team next season than this, but not have the division locked up with a week to go. Like this is nothing about this is easy or guaranteed. Joe Burrow hasn't made a Super Bowl since that, year two run that he had.
Yeah.
So that's a part of where the idea of trying to seize this moment, I'm with it and I get it. I'm just, for me, realistically, I'm not as on edge about the results of this year because it's more than I bargained for, more than I expected. Whereas next year, to me, there will be more of a championship standard that I would expect the team to be held to. Whereas right now, it feels more like they're kind of ahead of the curve.
How does Dennis Allen squeeze more out of this defense to try to give us, you know, the most competitive game possible, or to, you know, to make it a little bit firmer from what we're all so concerned about, from what we saw, not only against the 49ers, but you know, this Bears team, I believe they give up the most big plays, passing touchdowns in the NFL. It's how can Dennis Allen be better? How can he get more out of his team? Which, as we talked about in the previous break, none of the greats that we've watched from this Bears defense are walking through that door. Like, this is pretty much who he's got, and I'm not counting on Kyler Gordon either.
And the unfortunate thing is, like, there's teams that rush the quarterback at a really high level that don't defend the run well. And there's teams that defend the run really well, but you've got these big pluggers up front in your front seven that don't penetrate, don't have the swivel in the hips to really get creases and get into the backfield. So maybe you got guys who can rush the quarterback that don't hit the run, hit the blocks in the run really well, and vice versa. The Bears right now aren't great in either phase. Now, there was a stretch during...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The season, like Olin was mentioning, coming out of the bye, where the run defense was fortified more so, and they could at least get the opponent into some more predictable downs and distances to create some havoc, to generate some takeaways, and get off the field. They were an excellent third down defense for a stretch of the season.
And Tremaine Edmonds was flying all over the field.
All over the place. His length and athleticism and his sense for the game within this Dennis Allen system really seemed to suit him. To me, it was definitely the best season Tremaine Edmonds had been in the midst of anytime he's been with the Bears, perhaps his entire career. And I haven't evaluated every season of his career, of course, in Buffalo prior to this, is in the detail that I have with this one. But that being said, one adjustment with some of the bodies that have been out of the lineup here without Shamar Turner, who they began playing at defensive end, and that was a part of the wrinkle that was helping to enhance their run defense, because you had another big formidable body that could rotate in and set a firm edge for you.
Dio Dangbo.
Without Dio Dangbo, and I know the sack numbers, because you get a big paycheck as a defensive end, everybody tends to assume sack. And he's never been a sack artist. I think he's got like an 8-sack season in his career somewhere. But he's been a guy who's been able to be a really firm edge defender against the run. And that's what Dennis Allen likes in his scheme. And then when you move him inside over the offensive guard, it's frankly where more of his pass rush success came with the Colts than being a guy who could maybe speed rush the edge. So no Dio, no Turner. Now you get Austin Booker in the lineup more consistently at defensive end. And between Booker and Williams, who rotates in both inside and outside, those are a couple of guys who I've seen this going on for weeks now, where I'm just going to assume they've been allowed to, as opposed to when I use the term hit blocks, where as a defensive lineman, you come out of your stance and you're trying to get into a guy's pads. Actually, just as a shameless plug, what I was doing across the street before I came here, a Friday show, Bears Blitz, that I do with Luke Kanellis and Cassie Carlson at Fox 32. That'll be on a couple hours from now. DJ Reader on the interior of Detroit's defense, and he's not a guy who's viewed as one of the top interior defensive linemen in the sport. But, man, I love watching his film because he's so technically sound. Short, sharp steps out of his stance with pad level and hand placement, getting into the opposing offensive lineman, locks him out, sets his gap, but then can get off that block with violence to go make a play as well. So he's not a sack artist, but man, he's really technically and fundamentally sound against the run. He gets into blocks and can control them. The Bears don't have as many guys right now, like Andrew Billings. He can control the block. The line of scrimmage moves advantage Big Bill when he's in the lineup. Grady Jarrett has gotten to a point where he looks much healthier now than he did earlier in the season. But he's not a mammoth defensive tackle, but he can anchor now in a way that he was just getting run out the club earlier in the season. If he get a double team, Grady Jarrett was moving backwards. There's technical aspects of how you try to hit a double team where you're kind of getting into one block, getting the guy turned, and so you're not meeting force with force against both blockers. One guy kind of peels off if you really fundamentally can hit it well. Grady's doing that better. But they don't have a guy who can overwhelm a blocker with force in the way that Andrew Billings does. So him in the lineup, he does that great. Some of the younger guys, some of the smaller bodies who are a bigger part of the rotation now, I've seen for a few weeks now where it looks like Austin Booker, he'll quickly get into a blocker, but then to the point Olin was making, I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, where they seem to be allowing him just really, I would assume just so he could hold up throughout a game,
yeah,
to not stay on that block, to kind of get into a block quickly and get rid of that blocker just so he's available in the backfield as opposed to getting stuck on that blocker. And they do a lot more movement stunts on rundowns up front now than they were earlier in the season, just because they kind of have to sort of get by. So you either scheme them into some penetration to make a play, or you say, you know what, we're going to have to try to hold up on these blocks. And they don't have guys other than Andrew Billings who really consistently hit blocks effectively enough to be an effective front seven, especially that D-line.
We're going to get some college football talk in just a minute, Big M. But we do want to do this. Be the sixth and seventh callers and win a pair of tickets to Brian Regan at the Chicago Theater. That'll be on January 17th. Here's the number to dial, 312-540-0670. You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. You want to respond to any of that? Let's do so. A reminder as well, Herm Edwards will join us, the great Herm Edwards, coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. But up next, is the college football playoff more wide open than it's ever been? And is it Indiana's to take? We'll talk a little college football coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.